You're listening to SBS News.
At Szymaszyn train station in Poland, the latest round of passengers arrived from the Ukrainian city of Lviv. They are fleeing an intensifying war, which has not only led their neighbour to support them politically, but to open their arms to the thousands of refugees at their door. Over 600,000 Ukrainians have fled their country since the Russian military invasion, but not everyone on the border is travelling in the same direction. Vladimir is preparing to cross the Polish border towards Lviv, where he says he will fight for his loved ones.
My family in Ukraine, my wife, my son. Я еду. I'm going.
Will you fight?
Yes.
Why?
Как why? Потому що наша my land in fire.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on foreign nationals to join a so-called international legion to fight against Russian forces. Igor, an Irish-Ukrainian, answered that call, travelling from Dublin to the Polish border.
In Dnipro town.
Is that where
I'm ready, yeah, because it's all my friends, it's waiting me now. I don't know. I have only one plan, is fucking kill him. Kill Dave, it's a fucking Russian.
As for those who've just escaped the bloodshed, the main question now is where to next. Marina is waiting for a train to Warsaw with her daughter and her cat. Along with so many other terrified Ukrainian families, they hid in their bathroom in Kyiv for 4 days.
I look out my window and I see several armed men running and shooting. I just cannot believe my eyes. It looks like a game. I'm horrified. I'm a historian, so I know how it is. All the previous episodes of our wars, and I don't want it to be returned, and cannot stop it.
Schools in Szymaszyn have been converted to help humanitarian demands for the many refugees who have made it across the border, as well as Ukrainians still in their country who are being cut off from more and more essential services. This school for children with special needs has been transformed into a donation centre. Adama is one of those volunteering there.
So we collect every things they need, food, medical things, hygienic. I don't know, we don't sleep. We don't sleep, we work. As you see, we have teachers, they volunteers, and after they work or before they work, they come here, they help. You know, yesterday someone asked me about it. I feel proud, you know, because now I see we have big hearts.
The EU says it expects a total of 4 million displaced people to enter member states' borders. The UN says Poland has already taken in over 500,000 refugees from the conflict and Hungary 140,000. With security concerns heightening after a firefight at Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, so too is a troubling humanitarian crisis, with more and more people left without their homes. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.